BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Amy. I'm 18. And I'm from Essex. You might not know this, but I once destroyed a whole row of toilet cubicles. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills. Today with Nick Grimshaw.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Grimmy here, in for Scott Mills, as he has gone off, of course, to Azerbaijan. He's left the one that doesn't speak, and Chris.
Yeah.
He's ditched you.
I've sort of been left behind.
Oh, maybe you should have gone.
I would have loved
that. I mean, I'm happy that you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cheers.
You should have gone. No, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun show today.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little bit like Eamon Holmes and his wife? Like we've been just drafted in for a Friday.
But which one am I?
You're Ruth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or do you want to be Eamon? I'll be Ruth.
I'll take Ruth.
Yeah, you be Ruth.
No, you, I don't mean it like that.
Go on, I'll take Ruth off your hands, Eamon. I watched them this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, they were good. I picked up some tips.
Like what?
You can't read the autocue.
Right.
It's too small. And then we'll bicker.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do that today.
I'm up for that.
Didn't say that last night. Things like that all day. I was like, why? Why are these two just arguing on television about their own home life? So Eamon and Ruth, me and Chris, with you today until 4. We had Amy introduce the show before. She talked to us about toilets. Are you desperate to hear that toilet story?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Grimmy.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I love you.
Oh, thanks. I love you too, Amy.
Oh, thanks.
I've been following you for weeks. I'm obsessed with you.
I'm obsessed with you too.
What's going on, Amy?
Well, I'm kind of sitting in a room and all my friends are sitting fangirling around me.
Oh, your fans. Your minions.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about toilets.
Yep.
What happened?
Basically, I was in a cubicle and the toilet doors have never really been that good at our school.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of slammed it and every door came crashing down. And my cousin was in the cubicle next door, which could have been a bit bad for her if she...
And was she squatting or...?
No, she just finished.
Just finished, okay. Midwife or...?
Oh, no, she was just leaving.
Okay, so thank God. Thank God. Was there anyone else in there?
There wasn't until everyone heard the noise and about 20 people came running in.
You just sat on a toilet with no door on. Hiya. Hi, guys.
Just standing there with no door. I was like, oh, God, sorry, guys.
Don't know what happened. So do you have a new nickname at school now, like Toilet Girl?
Oh, no, unfortunately not.
Maybe we could encourage that.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Amy Toilet Girl.
I will now be known as Amy Toilet Girl.
Yeah, it's a great name. It's catchy. Hashtag Toilet Girl. Let's get it trending. Amy, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your wonderful tale with us. Bye.
Scott Mills Daily.
Lots of people are tweeting hashtag toilet girl about Amy. They said, Stephen's been on, he said, why don't they affectionately call Amy Lulu?
That's clever.
Because it's like, you know, it could be a girl's name, but also it's like the toilet. So Lulu is like what she's called to her close friends. You know, like Madonna's friends call her Madge.
Right.
I imagine, I don't know. Hello to Paul, who's listening today. Hello to hashtag Bogbreaker that's just texted in. That's a good one. I've just done a tweet saying hashtag toilet girl.
Right.
Do you think we can make this trend worldwide?
Are we going to go for it, or...?
Yeah, I mean, how many does it take?
I don't know. Becky Raps was trending every day at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
That can trend. Surely toilet girl is going to be right up there.
Yeah, surely. Let's try and make it happen. Can you tweet it as well?
I'll tweet it, yeah.
Yeah, I tweeted it. Have you got a lot of followers?
That's two people who've tweeted you. Amazing.
Smooth talking, Dan. You tweet it. That's three. One that doesn't speak. Do you have Twitter? No. Can we get on the BBC Radio 1?
Yeah, let's try and work out how to get on that.
Hashtag toilet girl. Quality broadcasting from the BBC this afternoon.
BBC Radio 1.
Are these Scott Mills' headphones that I've got on?
Potentially,
they're
yes.
So loud.
Oh, yeah, they'll be his, yeah.
They are like, it's on out of up to 10, it's on 1.5, and it's deafening.
I've hacked the BBC Radio 1 Twitter, by the way, for this toilet girl.
Yeah. I wish we'd thought of a better name. It wasn't very witty of me, was it? Oh, you're a girl on a toilet. It's a toilet girl.
Yeah.
It's us. We're not trending worldwide just yet. I'm going to check if we are. Should I check Argentina?
Yeah, check. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing Argentina either. Just loads of Spanish stuff. No, that's not happening. United Kingdom, are we trending in the UK at least? No. Ian Curtis is, though. And Alan Partridge. So, no. Birmingham? No, we're not.
It's all good. I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, you keep an eye on it. Yeah. I think once the Radio 1 Twitter happens,
yeah.
We need like a big dog off Twitter. Is Fern still here? No, she leaves, doesn't she? 12:45. Helicopter off the roof. Straight to Holly Willoughby's for lunch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rob the Trucker suggests we change Toilet Girl's name to Bog Babe.
Bog Babe.
Get like the sun on board. Page 3. The right. Bog Babe. Good work. Ryan, can you explain what this hashtag means? I don't understand it. No, neither do we. But we're not trending anywhere. It's gone up on the Radio 1 Twitter page, hopefully.
It's an epic fail.
Yeah. What about if we do something, so if people retweet it, they'll get something. So
yeah.
if it trends worldwide, you could do a nude picture on a toilet.
Well,
so something like that, you know. Just give the people what they want. They're license fee payers.
Open to ideas.
Okay. Any ideas? What do you want if it trends worldwide? I mean, just tweet it. Just for us. Don't cost anything. Hi. Someone's just texted in saying, just been past the Radio 1 Roadshow being set up near me. Radio 1 Roadshow? That fax just arrived from 1991.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's happening over there?
Hashtag toilet girl.
Yeah.
Trending worldwide.
No way.
But you've pulled out the big guns, I reckon.
Let's see.
Because I've seen Harry Styles has now tweeted...
Yes.
Hashtag toilet girl.
Uh-huh. We did want to do it ourselves, but then we thought...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a waste of time, isn't it? What am I worldwide? Here we go. Oh, yes!
I think you are, Mr. Worldwide.
One's promoted, so you get lost. Mercy and a love heart, and yeah. Then us.
Hashtag toilet girl.
Hashtag toilet girl is trending worldwide. Great news for that girl.
Oh, well done, Grimmy.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So I was just toilet girl during Foo Fighters then, Chris.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know the toilets, by the way, at Radio 1 are so gross.
Right, you're bringing this up now.
Because they're disgusting. The public need to know. If you ever get come on a school trip to Radio 1, go before.
Yeah.
There's a coffee shop over the road. Pop in there. And then you can come in here.
Yeah.
Or that popular chicken shop. Oh, they don't like those toilets and they always get trapped in them.
Right.
Because they've put like portaloos, I think, to make it look rustic.
Yeah.
But like a fancy portaloo in a restaurant. So I just feel like I'm at Glastonbury and can't sit down.
Why did you go in the girls though?
Because the men's, last time I went in the men's, it was disgusting. Looked like a scene out of the Human Centipede in there.
Right.
It was gross.
Mm.
This time someone was in it. Good luck whoever's in there. So I went in the ladies instead. Have you ever been in the ladies?
Do you know what? I've never done that.
Oh, it's lovely. Smells nice.
Are there like fountains and...
Yep. There's like...
Swans.
Birds of paradise landing on your shoulder to give you a tissue. Actually does smell okay in there. So I actually was just hashtag toilet girl. Lots of people saying, what does hashtag toilet girl mean? My friend Amy has just messaged me going, what is this? Are you drunk on power, torturing a child's life? Basically, yeah. Amy, who introduced our show today, had a wonderful story that she went to the toilet and really pulled the toilet door or really slammed the toilet door.
Yeah.
And every single door in her cubicle and the entire row of the girls' toilets at her school fell off.
So she is toilet girl?
She is toilet girl. She's trending worldwide.
Crazy.
Other people are trying to make hashtag urinal boy work.
No.
It's just a cheap rip-off, really, isn't it? It's a bit of the budget toilet girl. Hey, maybe we could team up, Chris.
What do you mean?
Me and you. Toilet girl, that's you.
Yeah.
I'll be urinal.
No, well,
I'll be toilet girl then, because I just went in. You're urinal boy. I don't know what's worse.
He
loves a urinal. And we could make it our mission at Radio 1 to buy some bleach and clean those toilets. We'd be superheroes.
Well, yeah, can do.
But I'd have Edith Bowman falling at our feet. Oh, you've saved my life. Thanks.
I'm amazed that you can just get Harry Styles involved like this.
Well, he was listening to the radio and text me going, hashtag toilet girl. I was like, don't text it me, get it on Twitter.
Yeah.
So he's got it on Twitter. He's been a good boy. Thanks, Harry. However, One Direction are pretty big all over the world now.
Right.
So for anyone that's not listening to Radio 1 right now, It seems Harry's mental.
Yeah.
I just clicked on the thing that says hashtag toilet girl and people think that he's crazy.
So do you think it could be a headline tomorrow?
Yeah.
Potentially?
Yeah. In like Argentina, like Harry Styles breakdown.
Yeah,
toilet breakdown. Toilet girl, shocker. And someone's just tweeted him going, hashtag toilet girl, you're not normal. There's one less fan.
Yep.
And lo behold, hashtag toilet girl is trending. Well done, Harry Styles, caused another worldwide phenomenon.
Worldwide phenomenon, and that is toilet girl.
It's, do you know, people might look back on this day in history, be like, do you remember the day that hashtag toilet girl trended? It was a worldwide phenomenon. I don't know how Harry Styles got toilet girl to trend, but I'll be his toilet girl any day.
Oh, that's just that's weird. I don't want to be urinal boy anymore.
Why don't you want to be Harry's urinal boy?
I just, no, it's not for me.
Would you be Zayn Malik's urinal boy?
No.
No? No?
Pass. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Do you miss Scott? Yeah.
No, I'm having fun. I miss him. Of course I do.
Oh.
But but I'm having a good day.
Is this okay?
We've trended worldwide with Toilet Girl.
We have.
Brilliant.
What a day, eh? Pop that on your CV.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Okay, on the way, we're going to do Dear Grimmy. Was this actually Dear Scott? And then you forgot I was doing it and you just had to, like, quickly do Grimmy as an edit. Yeah. Maybe.
Pretty much.
Okay, we're going to do that. That is on the way. I'm ready for that. I love a bit of Dear Scott. But today, Dear Grimmy.
Mm.
Not to rub it in that you miss him.
No, it's all good. Honestly.
Would you like to get a picture up of him?
No, I'm
change
all
your screensaver.
Fine. I'm all good.
Well, rumour has it on Twitter that he's hanging out with another Chris in Azerbaijan.
No way.
Apparently so. BBC Radio 1. Before that, T.I. and Justin, Dead and Gone. That's what it was, right? I think it was that, anyway. Afternoon, it's Grimmy here with you until 4 o'clock when Gregory James shall be taking over with you until 7. Feet Up Friday, of course. So anytime soon, there'll be loads of Larry people in the live lounge going, hey! I'm ready for that. So still to come on the show today, very, very soon, we are going to do Dear Scott, but with a little bit of a difference. It's called Dear Grimmy today. It's mainly the only difference. It's the same thing. We're going to be hearing from the posh Radio 4 lady, who I love. That's happening. Hello to Dave, who's been on. He says, Grimmy, I've just actually spotted Scott with his new friend Engelbert Humperdinck. Or as he likes to call him, Engelbert Humperchris. Because Chris is missing him, I think. Hello to Emily, who's just got back from a hideous exam. Just turned on the radio to hear me. Hi, Emily. Hello to Sam as well. He is in Bournemouth, knee-deep in cables at the moment. Starts his text, hi, Greg. Nope. Having a massive rubbish day at work. All my computers are broken. Could you play the live lounge cover of Call Me Maybe? I don't know. Ask Greg. Hello to Connor in Doncaster. Currently sat at work with not one, but two dust masks on. Which is quite the look. On reception.
Hello.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nice text. You can see that text from Andy in pool.
What's your obsession with poo?
What? I have no idea. Am I obsessed with poo? Am I? No. I don't think so. We've not even mentioned it, have we?
I don't think so.
All we said was that the men's toilet smelt a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was smooth talking Dan.
Yeah.
Smooth talking.
He does look suspicious.
Smooth bowels.
Right. Okay. Right. Enjoy your lunch.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, everyone enjoy your lunch. Sorry about that. Have you had your lunch, by the way?
Just got it.
What happens on this show? Because last time I did it, me and Matt Fincham had a right nightmare. We didn't know when to have our lunch.
It's tricky, yeah.
Because go before's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah.
12:30.
And
four's too late.
Yeah.
We should play 6 songs in a row. And we can nip out for a quick starter.
Go for some chicken.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Is that fine? Probably not. And the next 40 minutes is pre-recorded songs.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Now, we're going to do Dear Scott with a difference. Dear Grimmy. Sorry to bring up Scott again. Are you missing him?
It's all good. It's fine. I don't know what you want me to say, if I'm honest.
I just like to torture you. We're going to do Dear Grimmy. We have the posh Radio 4 lady. We have some problems. We're going to hopefully solve them with her.
I have 100 Scott Mills points, which I would like to trade in for a favour. My lovely special lady friend is representing Malta in the Eurovision. She's the hot drummer.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The hot drummer. Is she famous already or just... She will be famous as of
Eurovision. I think she will be famous after
the hot drummer. Hashtag hot drummer. Let's get it trending.
Oh, God, not this again.
Hot drummer toilet girl.
I'll keep an eye out for her.
100 Scott Mills points. Is that enough for a favour, do you think? Is that a lot?
Well, it's a lot of points, isn't
it? I've only got 35.
Have you?
Yeah. So she's got more than me.
Mm.
Anywho, she left for Azerbaijan today and I'm already missing her. I know you welcome them to some sort of thing and interview them. Could you do me a favour? Could you please give her a message for me? She will love it. It would totes make her day.
So this was obviously done before they found out I was on this show.
Yeah. You've got to imagine all of these are
for
Scott.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. No, I can't pass on a message.
Well, no, you can pass on a message.
Well, not to the woman in Malta.
Oh.
I'd have to go via Scott. He might be busy.
Say something like, Rach says hello. Add something here. Love you, good luck, and so on. Love you, Rach, XXX.
That's all the message. Add something here.
Yeah.
Just say hello.
Say something like, Rach says hello. Add something here. Love you, good luck, and so on. Love you, Rach, XXX.
And so on. So what should we write?
Well, how are you going to do it? You're going to get in touch with Scott?
Yeah, we'll give Scott a little call. We'll give him a text.
Yeah.
And then we'll get Scott to pass... When is Eurovision? Next Saturday.
Yeah.
Next Saturday night. Okay, so we could really work on this. We could get, like, a wonderful thing going on.
I think I've just found the hot drummer in a video.
Oh, let's have a look.
Can you see her there?
Oh, yeah.
Freeze-framed.
Hot drummer? Is it the lady with the arms over her head? Oh, no,
I think it's the one sitting down.
What's the lady in the background doing? She got just one long glove on. She's like half Cruella de Vil. Oh, yeah, the hot drummer sat down. There she is.
Yeah.
That's quite the gig, isn't it? Hot drummer for Malta.
Well, look, yeah, we can do that, can't we? We'll get in touch with Scott.
So we've got, hello, Rach, say something here, love you.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, it's Rach here.
Yeah, hello, it's Rach.
Yeah, from Rach. Okay.
To the hot drummer. We'll work it out.
We'll work on that. So we could say something like, oh, God, good-looking Malta.
Something like
or
that.
Or Azerbaijan. Yeah. So we'll work on that. We're wordsmiths, we really are. Do you want to hear the Malton entry? Malton?
Is that the correct term?
Don't know. It is now. Hashtag Malton.
Is this the one that I thought sounded exactly like The Wanted?
Yeah. So this is The Wanted song, Chasing the Sun. You'll find us chasing the sun. Oh, 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 oh. Great lyrics. That's The Wanted.
Right.
Maybe we write in that letter, because girls like The Wanted. So yeah. We could just write, hello, Rach. Love you, Rach.
Yeah.
Could do that. So that's The Wanted. This is the Malton. Maltese. That's the one, isn't it? Oh, is that a dog? Maltese entry.
Hey, look at me. And you see that I'm into you.
Sounds like dance anthems have started.
To believe and achieve, I will stand by you. As from this moment,
oh, basic.
You and I can reach the stars. All I need is one more chance. This is the night.
It all goes a bit different there, but you know what I mean about the intro.
Yeah, the start, definitely.
Yeah.
This is the night. Kirk Callager.
Yeah.
There you go, that's Malta. They might win it. So we will do that. We'll call up Scott after the show. I've even made a note on a piece of paper, so I don't forget we'll actually do that.
To do
and this. I think we should put in those Wanted lyrics, because they're so moving.
Mm.
Let's do this.
I've been looking everywhere for the song where you are annoying Matt Fincham. Do you think that you can upload it, please? Chloe Meredith.
Hi, Chloe. So I've just started working with Matt Fincham at night times.
Yeah.
He's left Moyles.
Mm.
Downgraded. To work on my show.
I wouldn't say that.
10 till midnight. Miles said it's like selling your Bentley or your Ferrari for a second-hand Vauxhall Nova.
Right.
Fancy a steak? No, I'll just have a crust of cheese. Matt Fincham's been joining me at night times. He's been wonderful, though. It's been really fun. But my favourite thing to do is to wind up Matt Fincham.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
So,
torturing him.
On this show, we used to annoy Matt Fincham quite a lot.
Yeah.
And we had this theme tune.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on the towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against it's the mini bar.
You can have that.
I want that. Oh my God, we should do a remix next week. Can we really annoy Matt Fincham next week? Yeah. Are you in next week?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's really annoy him.
All right.
I've been annoying him loads. Do you know what really annoys him? If you ask him like really personal questions on air.
Really?
Yeah. Or you asking things like, what time does Moyles actually come in?
Okay.
And he's like, 5:30 a.m. I'm like, no way. What time does he get in? He's like, 5:30 a.m. I'm like, what? He does an hour prep. Yep. 5:30 a.m.
We'll think over the weekend how we can annoy him.
Okay. I'm going out with him tonight. We're going to see Jay-Z and Kanye together.
Oh, cool. Lads.
Total lads. Mm. I want him to dress a bit hip-hop, though.
Okay.
Because he doesn't look very gangster, does he?
No.
Well, like in a cardigan. Can't wear a cardigan to Jay-Z, can
no.
you? No. So I want him to get a little tracksuit on.
Well, okay.
Could someone send in some attire for Matt Fincham to wear tonight? Like the most gangster, the better. Like get a chain on, roll up a tracksuit bottom leg, get a like backwards visor on. It's 1987, everyone.
I'm a bit behind on listening to the podcasts, have a backlog after holiday, but I heard the one today where you said about adverts using slowed down music. Sky have an advert at the moment advertising the shows they have, and it's got a female vocal with a piano singing a slowed down version of Grease Lightning. Sarah,
I have heard this. Mm. What were you talking about this? What was happening?
So, a lot of adverts at the moment, they take a really fast song and slow it down, make it really acoustic.
Make it dreamy.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I want that.
So what we did is we got Gabriella Aplin, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she was brilliant. She came in and we had a couple of songs like Killing in the Name of and Chop Suey, and she did this beautiful piano version.
So this is what that lady's talking about, Sarah. The original of You're the One That I Want goes like this. You're the one that I want. And what some geniuses in marketing have done is this. So everyone's like watching the telly, having the tea, and then this comes on like, oh, what's this? I've seen it, and there's like a woman dancing, everything. Do you know what though? I'm such a sucker. I don't even know what it's advertising, but I want it because montage.
Right.
They've just done a montage of anything. I'll take it.
It sounds a bit Wing again.
It is Wing. It's electrifying. Wing's very busy. Look at Big Boss Reese shimmying in the live lounge to this. He used to be a punk. So we got that lady to come in and she did Chop Suey, slowed down in an advert styly.
You'll love this.
Maybe this could be when we make Toilet Girl the movie, which I think might happen. I mean, Universal Pictures, holla. We could have this as the trailer music.
The emotional music.
Toilet Girl.
Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup.
It's beautiful.
Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide.
It's nice, isn't it? It's beautiful.
When angels deserve to die.
I like that. That is becoming an advertising craze, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's working, though.
She could earn a fortune, that Gabrielle Aplin.
She could.
Out of these kind of songs.
Yeah. Give her a call. We should get her to do the soundtrack for Toilet Girl, the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Toilet Girl. All like that. It'd be lovely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're going to play a game of Call or Delete real soon. Chris has never, ever played it. It's my favourite game to play on the radio. And we're going to do it with Chris very, very soon. I want to do it all the time next week.
Okay, cool.
Maybe not like me versus you for the entire week.
Yeah.
Because that, we'll exhaust your phone. But we've pretty much done every single Radio 1 DJ. Annie's done it. Sarah Cox has done it, Scott's done it, Greg's done it, Hugh's done it, Moyles hasn't done it.
That would be good.
That would be good. Dave's done it, Zane's not done it. That's it really, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we'll get in touch with some other people.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with a few other of them. We'll get some pop stars. Who'd be on your wish list to get in? Who do you think's got a good phone book?
Ah, see, Engelbert Humperdinck would have been good.
Do you think he's got a good phone book, Engelbert?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
He used to be mates with Elvis.
Yeah, but there's no point calling him, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Be a long feature.
Oh, God.
Still ringing. Oh, might pick up. Should we try his landline again?
I mean, I'm sure. Don't worry.
Not Elvis. Let's have a look in the paper. What about, who's in the paper today? Kim Kardashian? She won't come in. No. Get someone off to take that in, maybe. It's aiming quite high, isn't it? We'll see who we can get in, but we'll have a game, not with Kim Kardashian or Engelbert Humperdinck, but with Chris. Chris.
Yes.
Are you ready to play Call or Delete?
I'm very excited about this.
Have you heard this?
Of course I have.
Yeah?
But I'm a little bit nervous.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Do you actually do this properly, though?
Yes.
I mean, it's not rigged or anything, right?
No, it's not rigged. Right? It's completely not rigged. It's completely true. We have terrorised people. Few people have gone crazy about it,
yeah.
Screaming at me from across the ocean. Also, people now when I call them are like, am I on Call or Delete?
Well, yeah, exactly.
All the time. If I call my agent during any daytime between like 1 and 4,
yeah.
Any Monday to Friday, 1 to 4, if I call her, she's like, hello? I'm like, hi. She's like, yes. Like, because she knows.
So untrusting.
Because we got her. We got her bad. So the rules are simple. You go to your address book, go to the top, so we're at A.
Right.
You start scrolling. I shout stop whenever I want. Whoever it lands on, you call them. You can't call them and be like, oh, it's Chris, we're just doing a game on the radio. You have to make a lie up.
Okay.
Or we delete them from your life.
Yeah, okay.
So it can be quite good, because sometimes it's like random, you know, you could be lucky and fall on, like, pizza.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I don't really need that number in.
Okay.
Although it could be, like, grandma, and then you'd either terrorise your grandma or delete her.
Right, come on then, let's
okay.
do this.
Okay, are you ready? You start scrolling, Chris.
I'm
Are you going
scrolling.
For a slow scroll?
Yeah.
Slow scroll, okay.
Here we go.
Stop.
Okay, so, you know producer Laura from Greg's show?
Yes.
Is her husband.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry.
We could say we just seen Laura going in the cupboard with someone.
Now, I don't want to get in trouble.
Laura's been snogging Gary Pound.
But I don't want to delete him, you see.
Oh, what could we do to him?
Well, we've got to call him.
Do you know him well?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah?
Well.
Would you call
quite
him?
Quite well. It would be a bit random, me calling him out the blue.
Yeah? You could ask for advice, because they're married.
Should I try it on with her husband or something?
Why don't you do that?
Yeah?
Why don't you just ask him out for a drink? Won't tell Laura, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, say, I know that you're married, but are you, like, is it really married, or is it, like, you know, both in entertainment, let's just get married? Are you actually that close? Yeah? Yeah?
See if we can get a date in.
Okay.
Welcome to the
no.
The person you are calling.
Should I leave him a message?
Do I?
Yeah. Leave him a little message.
Oh. You alright, James? It's Chris Stark. Remember me? Just wanted to know how things are going with Laura and how the marriage is going, and is there room for a third person? Or, me and you, hook up. Call me back. I'm never good with answer machines, if I'm honest, Grimmy. I struggle with answer machines
or,
at the best of times.
Hook up! That was amazing. Oh. That's going to be a nice message for him to get. Just he sounded insane. That message. How's the marriage going?
Well, I forgot what I was meant to be saying.
Weird, like, what weird thing to say. You'd be like, what?
Oh, rubbish.
Absolutely bizarre, but amazing. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. It's Grimmy here looking after you, because Mills, of course, has run away, ditched Chris to Azerbaijan. Do you want to become best friends while he's away?
What, me and you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do I get to meet Harry Styles then?
Yeah, if you want.
Cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm up for that, yeah, if you're keen.
Yeah, lads.
Right. So, what do we do next?
Don't know, sit around and watch the telly.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Also, I don't know why, but it seems that I'm following Soccer AM on Twitter.
That seems a bit unlike you.
It really is. The other day I was following the New York Giants, but I deleted them. Like, why? I don't even know what... the basketball or football?
Is this after a night out or something and you've just gone, yeah?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why don't I follow the New York Giants? I'm desperate to know about their giant New York ways. But Soccer AM's just popped up. David Ginola, Professor Green's on tomorrow.
Cool. Good plug there.
Oi, lads. Could meet up for a laddie breakfast.
All right.
Oi. Sorry, Scott. Although this message makes me not want to be your friend.
You all right, James? It's Chris Stark. Remember me? Just wanted to know how things are going with Laura and how the marriage is going and is there room for a third person? Or me and you hook up. Call me back. But I always struggle with answer machines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those kind of people who just goes on and on.
My dad has a struggle with an answer machine. Hello? It's your dad. It's Friday. 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just talks. I'm not having a conversation. Just seeing how you are. You all right? It's an answer machine. That's going to be quite weird. Has he messaged you or anything yet? Has he heard it?
Who's Scott? No, yeah, sorry,
no,
James.
No, not Scott. You're obsessed with Scott.
I'm not.
James.
Here we go.
Why are you obsessed with Scott?
I'm not. Brilliant.
We're going to take you to Scott Therapy this weekend.
Right, okay.
Has James messaged you back?
He hasn't yet, so at some point
he's
going to
get that.
If
you're friends with James, don't message him and say, oh, I've heard you on the radio. Because let's see how long we can wind him up.
Mm.
Okay. You could, what would you do if he wrote back going, yep?
let's cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Yeah, Laura might be interested. Laura, if you are, holla.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So tonight, very excited that I'm going to go and see Jay-Z and Kanye tonight. Watch The Throne. I kind of, not to sound bratty, Chris, sometimes hate going to gigs.
Yeah.
Especially ones really far away like the O2. Because...
Really? But the O2's not that far from here.
Yes, it is.
Really?
It's like half an hour on the tube, hour in the cab.
Oh, it's a mission.
That's quite long.
Okay.
I have no attention span.
Right.
So unless they're playing in the live lounge, I'm not interested.
Mm.
But tonight, I'm making that expedition.
Well, I think they'll appreciate that.
I think Jigger will really appreciate
it.
Yeah. Shout out, Hove.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on the tube for 35 minutes for you. And yay.
You're going with Matt Fincham?
Me and Matt Fincham going tonight. Can Matt Fincham come and say hello to me, by the way? Upstairs in the building. Work with him every day. Not even bothered to come and say hello yet. Yeah, so me and Matt Fincham are going to go tonight, which I'm ready for.
Mm.
So excited for that. Really excited. I just... It needs to get down now, because I do want him to dress a little bit gangster.
Okay.
Can't be wearing a cardigan at Jay-Z Kanye, can
No.
I? Embarrassing. We'll get him down, we'll style him, we'll sort him out. So excited for that tonight. In the paper this week, did you see this about Jay-Z and Kanye's party?
Aren't they spending something ridiculous?
Yeah. So they kick off Watch the Throne tour tonight. They're doing tonight... to Tuesday, I think, at the O2.
Yeah.
So they're in London, then they go off everywhere else. They go into, like, Manchester and Sheffield, Birmingham next week, or in a couple of weeks. And they are, because they're arriving in London, they're having, like, look at us, we're rich, and we're in London party.
Right.
£500,000, says
the
paper.
Have you been invited?
No.
Right, okay.
I've not been invited.
500 grand.
500 grand, it says in the paper, that they're going to spend on their party. Sometimes I've heard, though, that papers lie.
Yeah.
I've heard that, but I read it in quite a quality newspaper.
Okay.
So I feel like maybe it's not a lie.
A quality newspaper is talking about the £500,000 party of...
Yes. What do we think that they're going to spend 500 grand on?
are we going to break this down?
Let's break this down right now. Is this a feature? Let's do this. So 500 grand, let's get that up there. It's £500,000.
We need a venue.
On a party. Okay, so they're having it in a casino.
Okay.
So they probably had to rent out a casino for the night. So if it's a casino in fancy parts of London, you get loads of like lunatic rich men spending a fortune in there. They've got a bit drunk, the wife's out of town, they've got a special lady in tow. They want to show off. They're going to be spending a lot of money.
But it's a clever place to have a party because they can earn back some of the money potentially.
Yeah, exactly. They could win this back. So should we say 100 grand on venue?
All right. You need some security.
How much do you think security is for Jay-Z, Kanye? Because Beyonce's coming, Rihanna's going.
Put 500 quid.
500 quid?
I don't know, what's the going rate?
But... Well, I feel like, how many security guards will they have? Like 20?
All right. Put
so let's
20.
Say 20, what, £100 a night?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, don't know, how much is a security guard?
I don't know. Put a grand down then.
A grand. £1,000. So that's 101 grand we've spent so far.
Free glass of bubbly on entrance.
Yeah. Definitely. One free drink on entrance.
Put 100 quid down for that.
Yeah, because they'll probably just do, like, sparkling wine, won't they?
Yeah.
Save a bit.
Yeah. Nibbles?
£100.
Party rings?
Nibbles, yeah. They'll probably have some, like, cheese and pineapple on a stick. Pineapple's quite an exotic fruit as well. So get that shipped in, because they won't want the tin stuff, will they?
Yeah. And use cheap cheese.
Yeah, use the cheap cheese.
My advice.
That's how you can save, Kanye. So they'll do a bit of that. So maybe 100 quid on nibbles? No, more than 100 quid.
Stripper?
£500 on nibbles. Stripper. How many strippers do you
15,
think they'll have? 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have quite a lot of strippers, won't they? Because, like, Jay-Z will want one, Kanye will want one, Damon Dash will probably want one, get Ty Ty one. Rihanna likes a stripper, as we saw on Twitter.
Well, 15 will do.
15 strippers. How much does a stripper cost?
I don't know, Nick.
Come on, you must know. I think a stripper... How long are they going to strip for, though? Because don't they charge per dance? So £20 per dance.
Yeah, but...
That only takes, like, 5 minutes. Let's say that they're going to be there. Let's say a stripper has £500 each.
Okay. That's complicated maths.
Yeah, I know.
And then I suppose there's all the extra... There's balloons, isn't there, and
there's
bunting.
Balloons, bit of bunting. They might have a piñata.
Yeah. Oh, good idea.
I bet Beyonce loves a piñata, doesn't she?
And then party bags.
Oh, party bags. Of course, that's the fortune. That's what they're spending it on.
And a decent DJ. And then they're done, I suppose.
And then they're done, yeah. That's
£500,000.
Seems quite reasonable, really, when you add it all up, doesn't it? You know? £500,000. We should try and sneak in tonight.
I'm up for that.
We could be the strippers. Stripping to this for Rihanna. Woo! Me and Chris. I like that the only texts that are coming in are prices for strippers now. Someone says £500 on nibbles, £5,000 on nipples. Could happen. Do you think they'll have a kebab there?
We didn't think about that.
£5.95 each, someone said. That's too expensive for a kebab.
I like the idea of pass the parcel.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea as well.
Oh, it's not really a party without pass the parcel, is it?
No.
Pin the tail on the donkey.
Good idea.
Pin the tail on Riri. Could happen. Don't know. We'll see you tonight when we sneak in and get murdered by their security.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's time to play Oh, What's Occurring. Your chance to win some Scott Mills points. As Scott is away in Azerbaijan,
yeah.
Classic Mills, we thought maybe today we'd give away double the points. His show's going to rack and ruin.
I'm not sure about this.
No, come on. Whilst he's away, we will play. Play along wherever you are. You don't have to text in or anything, but you can if you want. It'd be quite nice. Double points today. You could clear up today. So Chris is here. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And Rihanna's here.
Hi.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hi, Grimmy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited.
It's good doing this, isn't it?
I'm really thrilled.
Did you know you were going to play Oh, What's Occurring? Or did what happened to me last week happen to you, where you were just upstairs doing your work and you got dragged down?
That's pretty much exactly what happened, yeah.
I was like, I'm actually trying to like plan my show for tonight. They're like, just take 10 minutes.
That's how we roll here.
That's nice.
And it happened earlier this week with Innuendo Bingo as well. I'm loving it.
Oh, you're very busy in the day on here. Very busy. Okay, you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, then let's play.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, first one. You know Kim Kardashian off of the Kardashians?
Very good point.
Yeah.
Off of what does she do again?
Off of getting her hair blow dried. do you know her?
Yes.
Yes? You've heard of her?
Yeah,
okay,
I've heard
good.
Of her.
Well, she came into Fern Cotton's show yesterday on Radio 1. Quite exciting yesterday. Chaos outside Radio 1. Loads of people there. Loads of paps, loads of fans.
I couldn't get into work.
Could you not? Sorry to complain. They need to figure out a way when a pop star comes into Radio 1 that us actual people who work at Radio 1 can get in. Because last time Zac Efron was here, I couldn't get in the building.
Oh, dear.
And I just looked like some like Mad Zac fan. No offence, Zac Efron fans.
But I thought you were a Mad Zac fan.
I am.
Right.
But I just didn't want Zac to know that, you know. Zac is me! Shouldn't have brought that banner. Anyway, she came in yesterday. She brought Cool Plus One, Kanye West. Now, Kim Kardashian's idea was that Kanye was just popping in to keep a company. He didn't want any fuss. I mean, what? Let's keep it discreet. Let's hang out together. Should we hang out where all these paps are? So, basically, he brought her in. Kanye was in his gym kit. He thought, we'll just nip to radio. It won't be a big deal. No one will see. However, there was hundreds of people outside in the world's media. Sorry, Kanye. He didn't want any fuss. And the basic thing was, don't talk to Kanye. Don't talk about Kanye. Imagine he's not here. Basically, ignore Kanye.
Yeah.
The interview's with Kim Kardashian. She's got stuff to promote. Just don't talk about Kanye. Kanye's just her boyfriend. He's just come in supporting her.
Ignore the plus one.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be interviewed. Kanye's just here supporting Kim Kardashian. He was just trying to hide in the live lounge, being a good boyfriend. Just ignore him. With that in mind, how many times did Fern Cotton bang on about Kanye?
Yeah, I did.
She literally would not let it lie.
I did.
Leave him alone, Fern. So my question is: for 20 Scott Mills points, how many times did Fern talk about the bloke who didn't want to be talked about?
Rihanna?
Are you asking me first?
Yeah, how many times?
Ooh, I'm going to say... I did hear the beginning of it and then I had to put my headphones on, sadly. So I missed the end. I'm going to say, like, 9?
9 times.
Oh, no, 11.
That's quite a lot. Well,
oh,
11.
No, 9, 9!
Well, I don't know the answer.
Okay, 9.
9.
Sticking with 9.
Okay, Rihanna is saying that Fern mentioned it 9 times.
I mean, yeah, I think it was slightly less. I'm going to go 6.
6?
Yeah.
Chris is on 6.
Do we have to get it spot on?
Yeah. Yes, you do. Oh. So for 20 Scott Mills points, how many times did Fern talk about the bloke that definitely didn't want to be talked about? He's not here promoting, he had his gym kit on. No chain, no sunglasses, just his gym kit. Rihanna's saying 9. Chris is saying 6.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, let's find out. Here's Fern being subtle with Kim Kardashian, talking about the man who just wanted to keep his head down and hide out in the live lounge.
Now, a moment ago, I'm not going to lie, I had a slight heart attack because I was sat here playing some songs and I noticed that you'd arrived and I looked to my right and then I saw Kanye West in the next room.
I can't believe there he is.
I cannot believe still that when I looked to my right, Kanye West in the live lounge at that point. Oh my goodness, of course. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, who was sort of milling about in the live lounge. Is he all right? Does he want to come and hang out in here?
Oh no, he's good.
Hi, Kanye. You can sort of combine your schedules somewhat and go, right, we both have work to do in this country, let's go, and that's kind of...
Well, it just so happened that he is starting his tour this week. And I, months ago, had booked to launch my fourth fragrance, True Reflection, out here at Tomorrow.
And I suppose you're going to be going to the gig on Friday, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I wish I could go to that show.
So that's why I love to make fragrance.
He's chilling.
Yeah, he's chilling out there. I'm nominated for a Fifi Award, which is a big fragrance award show, tonight.
Is he on a non-work day
being
today?
Being supportive. No, it's always work, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, this new fragrance has chocolate in it. He's working, but he took a little break just to come and hang out with me, and then I'll take a little break and go hang out with him. So every fragrance has a different, like, memory and a time period, I think, in my life of what inspired me.
So it's really lovely that she's being very open, chatting about Kanye. They're on a trip together, they're working together, but hanging out as well and having a nice time. Kim Kardashian in the studio and Kanye West next door in the live lounge. Big news, you know, Kanye just sort of randomly turned up with Kim today. I looked over my shoulder and Kanye... Still can't get over the fact that Kanye... Kanye, Kim! Kanye West... I nearly said it on air. I thought, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. But it was all fine in the end.
Oh, my God! Okay. What do you think the answer was? You write it down because you're the one that doesn't speak. You think it was, I think that too. That's what I got. Brianna, you said 9.
I did.
Chris, you said 6.
Yeah.
She, in fact, mentioned Kanye West... to Kim Kardashian when she wasn't meant to bring up Kanye West because he just was there trying to hide in the live lounge 18 times.
No.
If you said 18, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jay-Z, Kanye, Paris on Radio 1. So excited about that gig tonight. Sorry to keep rubbing it in your face.
I really want to go.
I gave him a ticket to Matt Fincham. Although he didn't come down to see me when I said come down to see me, so we could bin him off if you want.
Well, I'm keen on that. It's a bit rude, I guess, but...
Nah, it's all right. Whatever.
Is that done?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so you're coming. Do you want to come, Rihanna?
I'd love to, yeah.
Well, I could just say, listen, I'm turning up with Rihanna. They'll be like, of course you can
oh,
come.
Oh, yeah, good idea. They'll be gutted.
They'll be like, oh, that one.
No, they won't be like, oh, that one. They'll be like, who? Who is that?
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
Can Rihanna come, Jay-Z and Kanye's people, if you're listening? Otherwise, we'll never play them on Radio 1 again. Tonight. OK, we are playing Oh, What's Occurring. You got no points, either of you, then.
Mm. Oh, what's occurring?
I was closer.
You were closer. Still quite far, though. Yeah. We're going to play a game of Who's That Tweeting? I'm going to join in, because I don't know who that is tweeting. We read out an actual tweet written by a celebrity. You just have to guess who that celebrity is. 20 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right.
I am sorry for my comments last night. If I offended anyone, I apologise. I will tweet no more. Goodbye, and thank you for your reality check.
Ooh, who do we think that is?
I've got no idea. When was this tweeted? Today?
Yeah, this week. They're all this week.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it again?
Oh. Go on, then.
I am sorry for my comments last night. If I offended anyone, I apologise. I will tweet no more. Goodbye, and thank you for your reality check.
Ooh, so it's someone with regrets from the night before.
Someone with regret from Twitter. Now, I read that Perry, off of Little Mix, has deleted her Twitter.
Yes, because of One Direction.
What, she didn't like
possibly?
Him? Oh, no, because of One Direction fans going crazy.
Yeah.
So we all get a guess, yeah?
Yeah, so I might go her.
Okay.
Perry from Little Mix. Mm. Rihanna.
Oh, no, do Chris first.
I'm going to go Dappy.
Okay.
I'm going to go someone from Made in Chelsea. Victoria.
Victoria. Okay, big fan over there, Rihanna. let's find out then. Who was it tweeting?
Oh, what's the curtain?
Huey Morgan.
Oh. I even saw a bit about that in the Metro. How annoying.
Oh, we didn't get it right. Do you want to have another go?
Yes.
Okay, who's that tweeting for 20 Scott Mills points?
Change the shape of your mouth. A-E-I-O-U. Lol.
What?
It sounds like a drunk tweet.
Yeah, it sounds like a definite drunk tweet. So I'm saying Scott Mills.
It also makes it sound like the voice of the tweets has had a couple of drinks as well.
I think he's got a problem.
I think I know this.
Oh, God.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Jessie J. Because she says that.
Yeah. She says things like that, especially about mouths.
Yeah.
You're saying Jessie J, I'm saying Scott Mills.
I'm going to say Jessie J.
You're going to say Jessie J as well, just copying him? Okay.
Yeah,
let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It is
Jessie J.
Yeah.
Jessie J. You were completely correct there. Well done. Do you want to do one more and then we'll put a song on?
Yeah.
That's Craig James's, are you then? Feet Up Friday audience are arriving. They've got party hats on today.
Oh, cool.
Okay, final one. Mm. The 20 Scott Mills points. Who's this tweeting?
Apologies. I'm nowhere near as dignified as the other half when it comes to these situations. I call a spade, a horse a horse.
I know this. I know this.
I read this in the paper.
I read it on Twitter. I follow this person.
Is that a famous phrase? I call a horse a horse?
I don't know.
Is that...
No, you're a horse.
Thank you.
It was... Yeah. I know, Chris, you go
first. Okay, I'll have a guess.
Carol Vorderman.
Rihanna, do you follow Carol Vorderman?
I do not. It's Professor Green.
It is Professor Green.
And he was calling Victoria, the girl from Made in Chelsea, a horse.
You're obsessed with Victoria from Made in Chelsea. Absolutely obsessed with her. Okay, well, let's find out. Is it really Professor Green? Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Professor Green.
Yes. Oh, well played.
Get in.
Well done, Rihanna. You got 20 Scott Mills points, which means you win.
Yay.
Oh, what's occurring? I love how he says that.
Professor Green. Professor Green.
He could sample that on his new album.
Professor Green.
Professor Green.
Sounds like a character from Green. Super Mario or something.
Professor Green.
Rihanna, thanks for playing.
Cheers, Grimmy.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks, Grimmy.
All stern.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free download.